Thanks very much, Jim. This is just these are just some comments made on behalf of UNODA, not on behalf of the CCWICO, and referring to the International Ammunition Technical Guidelines, otherwise more commonly referred to as the IATGs. And for those of you who are not familiar with these guidelines, these were completed and approved by a technical review panel in 2011, and then the completion of the IATGs was subsequently welcomed by the UN General Assembly. So just concerning latest updates on what's being done to promote the IATGs and to raise awareness. Last year in November 2015, under the UN Safeguard Programme, the Technical Review Board met together for its annual meeting with a strategic coordination group of partners to discuss and coordinate on IATG implementation. And UNODA was pleased to work with UNMAS, UNIDEA, GICHD, Handicap International, MAG, MPA and Small Arms Survey, and of course us, the CCWICU, to engage on the IATG process. Next key steps that will be taken on the IATGs are to develop the UN Safeguard validation process in partnership with GICHD and other partners so that experts from different backgrounds, including mine action sector, with relevant qualifications, can be rostered as experts under the UN Safeguard on Ammunition Management Competencies. Switzerland spoke about the need to promote a better understanding of the content of the IATGs, and this is also feedback that we have ourselves provided to UNODA. And so they are going to develop case studies on the implementation of the IATGs and make these available online. There's work will be undertaken with relevant commercial, industry and private sector private security companies to ensure harmonised standards on safety and security for civilian explosives and ammunition. There'll be further work on developing, monitoring and evaluation practices for the implementation of the IATGs, and there's also going to be work on encouraging national authorities to nominate focal points on ammunition management. If you have any feedback on the IATGs, we're most welcome to receive it, and we will pass this on to our colleagues in UNODA. Thanks very much.